Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's so funny? Why, Friday Follies, of course, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Baffy was originally released October 1st, 2021. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. Good morning, everybody. This is Bells in the Baffy. I'm your genial host, John Bell, and today we... Oh, boy.
Medicare Bell.
Yes, Arnie.
Why are we starting the show so early this morning?
I've got a special guest coming in, and this is the only time that he could set aside to visit us.
The sun hasn't even crested the horizon.
Yeah, is Brad here?
Well, yes and no.
Yes and...
I mean, he's here physically, but he's not here, if you know what I mean.
Ah, well, let's wake him up.
Oh, boy, okay. I'll go get the fire hose.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. I just think if we start the coffee pot, the aroma will wake him up.
Yeah, if anybody can smell the coffee pot over his own natural aroma.
Here we go, and it should start percolating.
Well, better percolate than never.
Are you going to want a cup of coffee yourself there, Arnie?
No, I'm not a coffee guy, Mr. Bell. I'm more of a Diet Jolt Cola guy.
How many have you had so far today?
Well, so far, just one.
Just one?
Six-pack.
I admire your restraint.
I smell coffee.
The Leviathan stirs.
No stirring. I like mine black. It's a defibrillator for the brain.
Clear!
Oh, that's the ticket.
That's because coffee and many drinks have that magical ingredient we all need. If your head's full of fuzz and you need it to buzz, caffeine.
When my brain's stuck in park, I can give it a spark. Ooh, caffeine! It's all right.
Get up tight.
Too darn bright.
Caffeine.
So, Master Bell, who's your special guest coming in today?
Oh, it's a famous scientist.
A scientist?
Well, he's an inventor.
An inventor?
You might want to stop right now, Mr. Bell.
Well, he's a well-known genius.
And he didn't stop.
Well-known genius? Is he coming here because you don't happen to have a scientist, inventor, and well-known genius hanging around?
I'm going to go out and catch a movie.
Well, no, I...
No?
Maybe a triple feature.
Arnie, look, I know that you're a genius and an inventor and a scientist.
Better believe it.
But this guy has come up with a specific invention that could be newsworthy.
And what are my inventions? Chopped liver?
Well, there was the chopped liver you later.
Besides the chopped liver you later.
I'll be at a week-long film festival if you need me.
Arnie, nobody makes better inventions than you do.
Are you saying that because it's true? Or because I'm aiming my disintegrator you later at your...
It's true. Arnie, it's true. I have great respect for you and your inventions.
All right.
But you could turn that thing off.
I'll put it in standby mode.
So, Arnie, did you pick up the snacks that I asked you to pick up for our special guest today?
You mean your super smart inventor friend?
Well, he's not my friend. We've never actually met.
And... Yes, I have, Mr. Bell. I have laid out a table with all sorts of delightful snacks, including soda pops.
Soda what?
Brad, I thought you went to the movies.
Well, I was going to, but I'm kind of broke, and somebody locked the petty cash drawer.
Oh. Don't you like soda pops, Brad?
Is that some sort of ice cream thing or something?
Soda pop. You like it in a can. You pop it open and drink it, and it's nice and sugary sweet.
Oh, you mean soft drinks.
Well, the liquid inside's pretty soft, but the can's kind of hard.
No, I mean that they are called soft drinks. drinks.
Soda pop.
Soft drinks.
Soda pop.
Guys, come on. You're just talking about Cokes.
I don't see any Cokes on the table.
They had a sale on Pepsi, so I got Pepsi.
I see that, but in some regions, Coke is the generic term for soda pops and soft drinks.
So if I go to one of these regions and I order a Coke and they give me a Pepsi, they think it's the same thing?
Well, so I've heard.
Billions of dollars in name recognition advertising, all for naught.
Maybe in some regions, Pepsi should change its name to Soda Pop.
That would increase sales.
But one thing we can agree on is that the best of these drinks have one thing in common. When you've had enough rest and you want to be stressed, caffeine.
Go from barely a crawl to climbing a wall. Caffeine!
Get a grip.
Take a sip.
Start to zip.
Caffeine. How about potato chips?
Nobody drinks potato chips, Mr. Bell.
Ooh, that'd be disgusting.
I mean on the snack table, Arnie. I don't see any potato chips.
That's because we are in the midst of a potato chip shortage.
Oh, well, then get corn chips.
Mr. Bell, there's no such thing as a table of snacks without potato chips.
Well, yes, there is. I'm looking at one right now.
I mean in the natural order of things.
I tried to find them, Mr. Bell. I tried, but I couldn't find them.
There, Arnie. Don't feel bad just because you failed us all miserably.
Wait. I have an idea. Gentlemen.
Who came in?
There will be potato chips. Excuse me, I must get to work.
Does that give you a feeling of foreboding, Mr. Bell?
Definitely, Brad, but I don't have time for that right now because here comes my special guest.
Hello. Have I arrived at the right... Am I in the location I should be... am I here?
Yes, you are here. Welcome. Welcome to Bells in the Belfry.
I'm very happy to be here at Bells in the Belfry.
Bells in the...
Boots on the Beltway.
Bells
in the... Booze in the Pantry.
That's close enough. And we're very glad to have you here, Dr.
No, I'm not Dr. Doctor. I'm good and make it. I'm Dr. Cola.
Dr. Cola?
Yes, you can call me by my first name, R.C.
R.C. Cola.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Soda Pop.
No, that's not my name.
Well, according to some, it's the same thing.
Don't start, Brad. And Dr. Coke.
Soft drink.
Cola.
Cola.
I think.
I understand you have an invention that you would like to reveal to the world on this show.
I originally wanted to reveal it on the What's My Line show, but... been off the air, apparently, for some decades.
Well, what is it?
Well, as I recall, it's a show where people come on and other people have to guess their accusation.
No.
Osculation.
No.
Occupation.
Your invention. What is your invention?
Oh, I have come up with a new unlimited stay the course.
Stay the...
Henry the horse.
Henry the...
Energy source.
Oh, like a powerful new battery?
No, this actually generates electricity, and because of its small size, it makes it very... first call.
Huh?
Voice install.
No.
Versatile.
So you have a small device that generates electricity?
How do you do? 23 skidoo. Yes, I do.
How big is this electrical generator?
It's about the size of a large potato.
Oh, you really meant to say that?
Yes.
A large potato?
Yes, a large Dorado, tornado, potato.
Did you bring one of these devices with you?
Yes, I certainly did. Here it is.
That's... a large potato.
Yes, that's about the size of it.
How is a potato a generator of...
When you were in science class, didn't you get a potato and stick nails in it, attach wires to them and make an electric light come on? Hmm? Didn't you? Hmm? Well...
Oh, I did. I remember doing that.
Yeah, it's quite a common experiment.
We also electrocuted houseflies. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that.
All right, I understand that a potato can generate some electricity, but that's such a tiny little amount of electricity. What good is it?
The difference is in the tomato, kumquat, the potato.
How so?
My potatoes are genetically altered.
Okay, you're going to have to show me what you're talking about.
Yes, well, I'll be glad to give you a pollination, a constipation, a demonstration. You notice that my associate is bringing in a full-size jet aircraft engine.
How did he get that into the basement?
You will observe that there is no jet fuel down here.
Where should I put the engine, Doc?
You put it next to that table covered with, oh my, you've got snacks and drinks here.
Yes, we thought you might like some refreshments.
Oh, I could use a bit of liquid stimulation. Do you mind if I have a can of bubble-dee-boo?
Bubble-dee-boo?
In some regions they're called soft drinks, but where I live they call them bubble-dee-boo.
I'll get you one, sir. You want this small one over here?
No, I'm quite thirsty. Give me a biggity bubble-dee-boo.
Here you go, sir.
That's just what I needed. Well, you're moving too slow. Get up and go, Kathleen. May I have another, please? To help concentrate, make her head vibrate. Caffeine. Have a jolt, electric bolt, lightning bolt. Caffeine! I feel much better now.
The jet engine's ready, sir.
Okay, let me get this straight. You're going to run this jet engine, which came off an airliner, without any fuel except for the electricity from this potato?
Yes. That is what I'm composing. Proposing.
All right, I'll believe it when I see it.
I put this nail into the potato right here, and I put this other nail in the potato over here. Then I take these power cables and clamp one to this nail, and the other one to the other nail here. And let it build up a little power here. And now we start the net onion, a wet penguin, a jet engine.
I don't believe it.
It's the power of the potato.
I'm convinced. Can you turn it off now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you turn it off now?
Do I need to cough now? No, I'm perfectly healthy.
The whole building is shaking.
If your bunions are aching, you need to take something for Ellie.
Turn it off!
Well, I do, and I'm running out of time, so let me turn it off here instead.
Alrighty, that was quite the experience.
We're going to have to get these cracks in the walls fixed before Jack Ward sees them.
If you'd like to do further experimentation with them, I left you a basket of potatoes out in the lobby.
You said you genetically altered the potatoes to get this power. What did you alter them with?
Trimethylxanthine.
I think I saw that listed on the back of a Cocoa Puffs box.
It's been wonderful. Thank you very much for having me here, but I now must rake my sleeve, bake my peeve, take my leave.
Yes, well, you can go out through, aren't you going to take your jet engine?
Oh, you're going to have it.
What?
I've got a spare.
But...
Bye.
Whoa, cool. We got our own jet engine. Now we just need a jet.
I just hope this demonstration didn't do any real damage to the rest of the building.
Oh, there's the phone. I'll get it.
Yellow.
John, this is Jack Ward up in the penthouse of the Mutual Audio Network building. The basement, which you currently occupy.
Oh, hi. It's nice to hear from you.
Would you have any idea why the entire Mutual Audio Network building just slid about, I don't know, 6 feet to the east?
Slid?
Slid.
6 feet?
And it just so happens that my car was parked 3 feet east of the building.
Oh, my. No, of course not. Maybe it was an earth tremor or something?
I'll be checking in again.
Great. I look forward to it. Goodbye.
Mr. Bell, I have done it.
What?
I have solved the biggest problem plaguing mankind today.
COVID-19?
No, the potato chip shortage.
We're saved!
Okay, how did you solve this, Arnie?
With this.
That's a potato chip.
Yes, you are correct in your observation. It is a potato chip.
It's just one potato chip.
Again, you amaze me with your observational skills. Yes, it is just one potato chip. Right now.
Right now?
Watch this potato chip very carefully.
Why should I be watching a potato chip?
Mr. Bell.
Maybe I could be watching some paint dry instead.
Mr. Bell.
Or wait for the government to do something productive and...
Mr. Bell, the chip is moving.
Moving?
It's kind of vibrating and rocking back and forth and... Oh, no, it's kind of undulating and... Oh, my goodness.
It's... turned into two potato chips.
Yes, I have created the single-cell self-replicating potato chip.
So it divided like an amoeba?
Isn't that an Italian car?
It has indeed, Mr. Bell. Now, watch the two potato chips.
Oh, don't tell me.
But tell me. I don't understand.
Watch carefully as those two potato chips become... Four
Arnie,
this is incredible.
Just look at what we got here. One potato, two potato, three potato, four potato chips, and I want many more. Five potato, six potato, seven potato, eight. Give me plenty chips that I can masticate.
Four turns into eight. Eight into 16. 16 into 32. 32 into 64. 64 into 128. 128 into your family size bag.
Arnie, these things are dividing faster and faster. How do you stop them from dividing?
Take away their calculator?
When it reaches the number you want, Mr. Bell, you simply put them in this bag.
Oh, you've got a special bag for them.
Yes, the bag is chemically treated to stop their multiplication.
And when you reopen the bag?
They are just ordinary potato chips from then on.
Then, Arnie, I suggest you put these chips into a bag because they're still dividing.
All right. Let me scoop them into this big bag here and seal the bag.
So now we just have a bag of potato chips.
Exactamundus.
Why is the bag getting all puffy there?
What's that?
The bag of chips you sealed, it looks like they're still dividing in there.
It shouldn't be. According to my calculations, the average potato would have stopped dividing at that point.
Where did you get this average potato?
Well, there was a basket full of them out in the lobby.
Uh-oh.
Why, uh-oh, what, uh-oh, what, what? How come, uh-oh, what, huh?
Arnie, those potatoes in the lobby are genetically altered.
Yeah, Dr. Coca-Cola said that he added something to them.
Oh, no.
Yipe, the bag exploded. Potato chips are everywhere.
Arnie, they're still dividing, and they're going to keep dividing. How can we stop them?
I need to know what he infused into the potatoes so I can come up with a countermeasure.
I don't remember. What did he say it was? Something like Quattro Triticale.
No, I think he said tri-Mexican beans.
Ooh, was it tri-Mexoxanthine?
Yeah, tri-Mexoxanthine. What you said.
Oh, dear. We're in a pickle.
Trihexamazine is a pickle?
No. Trimethoxanthine is caffeine. It's a potato chips. Apocalypse. Caffeine.
What do Paco's lips have to do with it?
Arnie, you gotta do something.
Give me room, guys. I gotta neutralize trimethoxanthine. On the brink, I must think how to shrink. Rapidly dividing potato chips infused with
caffeine.
Can you stop it, Arnie? Can you keep us from being overrun with potato chips?
Or at least, can you find us a huge big bowl of dip?
I'm going to run to my lab and figure this out. Try to keep all the potato chips confined to this area.
How are we supposed to do that?
No problem, Mr. Bell. I'm on it.
Arnie's been in his lab a long time, Brad.
Yeah, I heard the transition music.
Have you been able to keep things under control in here?
Oh, definitely, Mr. Bell. I'm doing really good.
So the dividing chips haven't left the basement here, right?
Chips, you say?
The potato chips that are dividing, that are all over the place?
Oh, that's what you mean. I thought you meant on my candy capers game here on my phone. I'm doing really well.
But you've contained the chips here in our area, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're, not getting anywhere else. They're just, just here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'd hate to think what would happen if they managed to get into the rest of the building. Brad, you want to answer that?
No, thanks. I just made it to level 37.
Right. Okay. Hello?
John.
Oh, Lordy.
Jack Ward here.
Oh, gosh, you really caught me at a bad time.
Would you happen to know why everybody in the building is knee-deep in potato chips?
Oh, it's snack time?
I'm coming down there.
Oh, boy.
As soon as we get several tons of chips out of the stairwell.
Listen, you might want to wait. Hello? Yeah, hello?
This is big trouble, Mr. Bell. Big trouble.
Oh, you're telling me. But what can we do about it?
Well, if I can manage to line up five candy canes in a row, I get a bonus.
I'm not talking about your game. I'm talking about the potato chips.
What potato chips are...
Look around you, Brad. Look at your feet.
I don't see my feet.
That's because they're covered with potato chips.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Arnie.
We got a lot of potato chips in here.
Yes, that's come to our attention.
I think I found a way to stop the potato chips from dividing before they get into the rest of the building.
Too late.
Oh, well, how about if I stop them from dividing before they cover the entire surface of the earth?
That would be a good follow-up.
All we have to do is spray all the chips with caffeine-free Diet Coke.
And why would that work?
The caffeine-free soda will counteract the caffeine.
And the diet part?
The chips won't get all hyper.
That sounds just dumb enough to work. I'm in.
Grab a couple of cans of caffeine-free Diet Coke, shake them up real good, and pop the
the tops.
And so they went that day through the entire building, spraying the chips with caffeine-free Diet Coke.
It's working! They've stopped dividing!
I could use a snack. Anybody want a Mentos?
Don't drop that!
And the crisis was over as suddenly as it began.
Well, this wrapped up rather neatly, didn't it?
Sometimes that happens.
Like when you can't think of enough material to make it a two-parter, huh?
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat Free, episode 278, copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
So we leave the Bat Free on this lovely autumn evening, as the leaves are starting to fall. But wait, that one falling over there. No, a little bit to the left, a little higher. Yeah, that one. Is that a leaf or a potato chip?
It's a leaf.
Oh, you're no fun.